All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another version of Your Partner in Law. Beautiful Sunday morning. Before we get going today, I would like to say a word about all of the servicemen and women who died in the line of duty for us and to point out to everybody that freedom isn't free, folks, and just wanted to say a quick word about that. We are joined today by Tom Koch, who's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Vestry, who is a financial firm. And Tom's agreed to join us today to talk a little bit about the intersection of estate planning and your financial future. Tom, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. By the way, back to what you just mentioned about Memorial Day, you want to read some great tributes. Many of you may not read the Everett Herald because it's not the local paper. Some of you north may. They have some fantastic stories about young men who died, Americans who died in World War One. Great, going back. I mean, this is 100 years ago now.
Yep.
And they just signed up. They were shipped off to France, were there a few weeks and died. So they're great, really great stories, very touching. So
absolutely,
if you want to learn more about the folks who, as you said, really made a sacrifice so we could be here today, that's a great place to go.
Absolutely. And once again, freedom is not free, folks. So
indeed not.
That's why we're here. So, Tom, part of the reason you're here today is we've got a great event coming up on June 28th in Kirkland from 7 to 8 called Retirement Freedom, and Rick's going to speak there as well as you, and we're going to kind of dig into the intersection.
What time does he show up anyway? I'm looking around.
I don't know. I think Rick's out on a boat or something.
Oh, okay.
He had a little bit of trouble getting in here today.
Okay, so. Makes sense.
For those of you who are expecting Rick this morning, I apologize. You get me instead, okay?
Not a big letdown.
Well, I don't know. But he's been on the air for quite a while.
That's true.
So maybe so. I don't know. So Tom, I think what we'll do today is perhaps talk a little bit more about things in your world and talk about the nature of what you do. And if you could give us a little bit of a background on yourself first and then a little bit about Vestry, this great growing company that we do a lot of business with.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, I mean, I come from a slightly different background than most people who are in this industry. The traditional method is you in your 20s are a stockbroker. At some point you say, well, maybe being a broker isn't the best for my clients. I'd rather be a registered investment advisor. Then people have a tendency to move to work for a registered investment advisory or start their own firm, et cetera, et cetera. I was a journalist for many, many years. I was lucky enough to have a TV show here in Seattle called Serious Money. So I kind of looked at this industry from the outside in. And then a guy that I had known for many years, who's still around, still does some great work for us, named Paul Merriman, hired me. I went to work for Paul, I think it was 22 years ago, and our partnership broke up about 10 years ago, and we started Vestry, which is a registered investment advisory. It's got an office in Bellevue, one in Lakewood, and in case it gets cold and rainy here, one in Scottsdale.
Oh, I bet more people head to that one than most
Indeed
of them.
Indeed they do. Indeed they do.
So, Tom, you talk about this concept of being a registered advisor versus just a stockbroker, and I think a lot of people don't really understand what that means, And I think that maybe you can talk a little bit about these standards that are out there and whether or not you are actually a fiduciary. I get asked this question all the time. What is
a
fiduciary?
Well, you are all the time. Yeah,
I
don't
know
have to worry.
I am, but in the financial world, that's a rarity, right?
It is a rarity. It's a very small number that's a fiduciary all the time. I think if you walked into any financial advisor today, because it's become a marketing term, you ask them, are you a fiduciary? Oh, sure I am. And the problem is, they often are for that moment, and then as soon as they decide, I'm going to put you into XYZ product, they take off the fiduciary hat, then they just put on a hat that says suitable, and they sell you an annuity, they sell you a product with a big commission. So it's this incredibly gray area. I would only work with somebody who is a fiduciary all the time. And by the way, I would only work with that person because why would you take the risk of working with somebody who may or may not have to put your interests ahead of their own? It's
absolutely
troubling. And as you said, it's horribly confusing. The Department of Labor released these new rules around retirement accounts a couple of years ago. That's now under debate again. I couldn't even, I mean, I'm in the business. I couldn't even tell you where it is today. It's hard to figure out. The SEC's come up with a new way to deal with this that isn't quite as black and white. I honestly would only work with somebody who's 100% fiduciary like Ted Hansen all the time.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, Tom, it's just like going to your doctor or your attorney. Just like you said, why would you deal with anybody that was not in that type of role with
indeed.
And looking out for your best interest is paramount here because what Tom talked about earlier is what we find a lot, and that is that people not only get into some of these products, and we call them products because that's exactly what they are, they're insurance products, and why do they get into them? And trust me, if lawyers can read a document and not understand it, how do you ever think that clients
Well, the people sell them.
Yeah.
Don't know.
They don't even
understand. We have a guy who works for us now who's in the insurance industry for many years, and he just did a run-through on the variety of products that he used to sell, and he even said, I can't tell you exactly how all this works. Here's what they're trying to do. Here's how much they're charging you. This is how it's supposed to work out, but we don't really know.
Well, they can tell you is how much they make.
Well, they make
a
lot of money.
They may not tell you, but they, in the back of their mind, they certainly know.
We talked to another guy yesterday who's pitching a product where the commission is 8%. Now, I mean, you sit down with somebody. This is just human nature. I can either put you in an index mutual funded Vanguard that's going to make me nothing, or I advise you on that money that's going to make you very little, or I have this other great product that is going to pay me 8%. Let's just say you have $200,000. You can do the math. What are you going to do? I mean, what is anybody? You are so conflicted there, and it's going to. I'll put you in the product, and I'll be doing something else for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year.
Yeah.
I mean,
with this promise of a guaranteed return. And the funny thing about annuities, Tom, is this: I always laugh about this. Is that okay? It's your money. But why do you need to give it to them to give it back to you? That's kind of the thing that I just don't
understand. At a high cost,
yeah. Right? And that's part of the discussion I'd like to have with you today as well, is that there's a very big difference, Tom, between the way a stockbroker gets paid and the way that a fiduciary advisory firm gets paid. And maybe you can touch on that just a little bit.
Well, I mean, generally. And by the way, the industry is changing as we speak around that, because in the old days, brokers generally got paid commissions on selling securities, generally. Then, as registered investment advisors have become sort of raised their awareness or the awareness about them, people have said, geez, I'd rather not pay somebody a commission and not hear from them again. I'd rather work with somebody who's going to be there all the time, help me as things come up, meet with me regularly. So we charge a percentage of the money we manage for people. We have regular meetings. I mean, there's a lot more work, I think, that goes into it than working with a traditional broker per se. So there is a difference there, but the brokerage industry has seen this. They're not dumb. I mean, they've seen all this money that's moved over to registered investment advisors and said, aha,
what's going on?
We better do something like that, because that's what the public's interested in.
Absolutely. And I do recall, and I know this is still an ongoing battle, especially with the big houses in New York, about this whole concept of making everybody in this arena a fiduciary. And I believe now the compromise is that with retirement assets, that has to be the case.
But no, it doesn't. I mean, Department of Labor put that rule in place. It got thrown out by a court, and now there's a negotiation around what that's going to look like. They're going to settle on some language that will be kind of everybody's a fiduciary.
Yeah.
Kind of where we are today,
I think the focus really was on these retirement accounts in particular because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is becoming a larger and larger portion of people's overall asset base, and probably a large portion of what you manage is IRA accounts, I would assume. And I talk about these generally IRAs, 401ks, kind of lump them all together, but the point is they're retirement.
Qualified plans. Right. I mean, they get treated differently from a taxation standpoint. By the way, in our practice, it's still, interestingly enough, about half in retirement type accounts and half that it would be called regular brokerage or taxable type of accounts. But you're correct. the idea has been there should be greater protection for these retirement accounts because this is, in today's world, really what most people have. That's all they got. They got Social Security and they got that because the pension world has gone
Gone pretty much.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't see it much anymore. And it used to be, Tom, that the primary residence was everything, right? Everything revolved around paying off the house, and then we'll sell the house and we'll vacation and we'll live the rest of our lives. And that just isn't the case any longer.
Well, I mean, fewer people have done that. And frankly, in some cases, I don't think that makes good sense either because we see people overpaying on their paying down the mortgage more quickly.
Yeah.
When it probably makes sense to set that money aside and invest it and grow it there rather than trying to pay down the house that is you're only paying 3.5% interest rate. So we're getting in the weeds a bit, but you're right.
That takes a little bit of a different mindset, too,
indeed,
to understand that maybe a paid-off house isn't the best thing for you, right? I
mean, it isn't always, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes that's just the
case. Turns out to be more psychologically good feeling than a financially prudent decision,
And that's an excellent point because I think that's true, too, and it's always where am I going to live, right? I mean, the cores of life, or where am I going to sleep tonight? What am I going to eat, right? I mean, if you have those two things down, you're comfortable no matter what your situation is, whether you're on the low end or the high end of the spectrum, right?
Yep.
So, folks, if you'd like to join the discussion, talk to Tom, or have a question about estate planning or how these two things meet, 1-888-973-5476 will get you on the air, and we're going to continue our discussion with Tom and talk a little bit more about this process and how you actually come about. Meeting with a financial advisor. What are
you
some
drive
of the
to Seattle right now? You
well,
meet
or,
me
or
on the
Phoenix
parking lot.
Or Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix.
Although
that's
today's
good.
Pretty nice, so perhaps it'd be all right to stick around here for a while, right? But anyway, there is a process here, and we're going to talk a lot about this again at Retirement Freedom, and you're going to have a chance to sit down and talk to Tom and Rick after their presentations and talk a little bit more about these ideas that we're tossing around today. That's Thursday, the 28th of June, from 7 to 9 in Kirkland. Do have some early bird tickets going on right now, but they're going to go fast. And, folks, this is a limited seating engagement. This is about 50 people, probably 60 at the most, probably capacity. So unlike a lot of the bigger events we do, this one will definitely sell out early. So make sure you get in and get your tickets. RJGlegal.com, go to events, and you can get the information there that you need. So we're going to take our first break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Tom Koch from Vestry. Be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue this Saturday, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's simple, Dory. Medicare and health insurance doesn't pay for long-term care. It's really up to you. In fact, there are only two ways to pay for long-term care. One is to pay out of pocket and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down, or the second way is to move that risk to an insurance company by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class. It's this Saturday. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long Term Care Radio on Cairo Radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All right, folks. Welcome back on this beautiful Sunday morning. Enjoy it while it's nice out there. Hey, maybe it'll stick around. Who knows? Hey, folks, if you'd like to join the discussion, we're talking with Tom Koch of Vestry, and I'm filling in for Rick today. So if you have any questions about finances, financial planning, retirement, estate planning, 888-973-5476 will get you on the air, and you can talk to Tom and work him out a little bit today since he's been off the air for almost 18 hours.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was really gonna, miss it. Yeah,
I was gonna say, Tom, you might have a spot over here if you keep it up. Who knows?
I guess so.
All right, so we're back and we're kind of talking about this process of how do you find somebody like you to begin with?
Oh, it's so hard. Yeah. I mean, there's because it's just there, it's everywhere, and every person's a financial advisor, and everybody has an idea, and everybody knows somebody, or everybody says, I told people to buy Amazon in 1998. It's hard.
And that person didn't, but they told everybody they should have, right?
Here's a website you can go to get find advisors I think are reasonable. DFAUS.com, DFAUS.com. I think you type in your zip code there and they send you three advisors. You're going to find an advisor who's always a fiduciary. You're going to find an advisor who I think uses the only strategy that can be backed up with actual research, not ideas, because they use low-cost index funds because they're widely diversified. And you're going to find an advisor, I think, who will charge you fairly. I mean, that's the other part of this industry. I see people not just paying 8% commissions, which I think is outrageous, but also people paying management fees of 2 to 2.5% a year. Now, remember, if you're paying 2% a year and then they put you in mutual funds that are charging 1%, that's 3% that's going to somebody else right away. And if you make 5 or 6% a year over the long haul, well, you can do the math. You don't end up with very much more money than inflation.
Absolutely. And it was staggering because I was reading something earlier today about how much fees over the course of your lifetime will
actually
eat into your retirement savings. And some of these numbers were staggering to me. I mean, they were, you know, it depends obviously on your case, but I mean, I was reading one person who was still relatively young, I think perhaps in their 30s, and they were projecting what these current costs would cost over the course of their life. It was close to $750,000 over a 50-year lifespan, right? Or a 50-year investment life, let's put it that way, right? Because not everybody starts this game early. And of course, you know,
but if you're in a 401k, you're paying those fees.
You are indeed. You don't know it. And these are buried in there and you're paying it and it looks good. But if you had all that money in your pocket, you might have a substantially number.
This industry is great about not being very transparent about what you're paying.
Yeah.
It's great about, I think, frankly, overcharging you.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good at telling you, well, the reason you're paying more is because we've got smart people that are picking the right stocks or timing markets, and there's no evidence that they can do that.
Right. And this is what I like to talk to, I like to talk to my clients about asking their fiduciary, you know, what's my all-in cost on this?
I think everybody should know.
Not just this fee or that fee. Yep. What is this going to cost?
Give me the bottom line.
Give me the bottom line. That's right. And I don't know that too many people are that forthcoming about that issue, you know.
I think it's too bad. I think the reason they're not is they feel a sense of, A, people won't pay it. They'll say that's too much. Or they're sheepish. I mean, you're paying me that much money a year to take care of your money. Well, and you need to know that.
Yeah, but we got to talk about the value of having somebody manage your money for you as well, right? I mean, obviously that some of us are good at some things, not so good at others, and this is one of those areas that I don't think you have a whole lot of margin for error. You want to make sure you get this right from the beginning.
I agree. I mean, and again, the mistakes we see are people either taking way too much risk or people not taking enough risk.
Sure, sure.
Generally, it's fascinating. And we meet with people who say, I've been listening to you on the radio for 20 years. And I said, which part were you listening to? Because this is not the kind of portfolio I would tell you to build. These are high expense, actively managed funds. You're really all in the U.S. Why aren't you diversified? And people are like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll do that.
Yeah, okay, oh, gee, maybe I'll listen for once.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's just like your doctor and your lawyer, right? Your doctor,
bingo.
How many times have you been told something by your doctor and you say, oh, no, I have another piece of cake.
Anyway. I'll deal with that tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's not
matter,
a problem.
Yeah. It's just a piece of cake. It just really doesn't matter. So, Tom, when somebody comes to Vestry for the first time, I assume, like normal, you sit down with them, you go over their assets, and then do you put together some type of a – I don't know. Let's just say where you at now, where you want to be for lack kind of a, just to give it some kind of structure. Maybe you can tell us how that process sort of works.
Well, yes. I mean, the reality is, and by the way, it's more than just the numbers because we're more than just the numbers. Ted Hansen is more than just the numbers. You have, as you just said, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? What do you really care about at the end of the day? So we try to get people to know people that way. But then, yes, we have planning software that goes into how much you've saved, how much you need to save, how much you need to make on that money. That's the other thing people
right.
almost never know.
Right.
What rate of return do I need to get from here to there and be able to take care of myself? Almost nobody knows that, which is
right.
kind of shocking to me. So then that's why I said people then either take way too much risk. They're invested in three tech stocks because these are going to the moon.
Yep.
Or I got it all in CDs because I'm scared to death that Trump
right.
is going to, I mean, whatever side of the road. And so you got to tell
right.
them being in the middle for most people, by the way, if you had 60% of your money in a globally diversified portfolio of stocks, 40% in safe bonds, rebalance it when it gets out of sync. If you just did that, most people be okay.
Yeah, so you run across a lot of the same, excuse me, same type of things we run into, and that is to just kind of push people in the right direction sometimes. It takes quite a bit to get them off their comfort zone.
Yeah.
None of us like to be outside the zone, but I tell you what, the best things happen, frankly, outside the zone.
Indeed,
they do, and you need to kind of be aware of that. And folks, if you got we're going to go into our next break. If you have any questions for Tom, this is a great opportunity to get on air with him and ask your questions. Or if you'd like any estate planning, real estate, any type of those questions, we're also ready to entertain those as well. 888-973-5476, your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, this is Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors, host of Long Term Care Radio, right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. And Brian, you have a class coming up in Bellevue this Saturday, a great way to learn about long-term care planning. What do you think is the one thing our listeners really need to know?
It's simple, Dory. Medicare and health insurance doesn't pay for long-term care. It's really up to you. In fact, there are only two ways to pay for long-term care. One is to pay out of pocket and watch everything you've worked hard for get whittled down, or the second way is to move that risk to an insurance company by setting up a long-term care plan.
Which is exactly what my wife and I did with Brian. I encourage you to do the same. Sign up for Brian's next class. It's this Saturday. Learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most with the newest programs, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. Sign up at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And learn more by tuning in every Saturday morning at 7 for Long Term Care Radio on Cairo Radio.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement freedom
Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th, along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money. Together, we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Live from the Cairo Radio News Center.
Residents in Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi are under states of emergency waiting for subtropical storm Alberto. This woman was among those braving the elements on Miami Beach.
Umbrella, raincoat, get your swimwear because it's the ocean on the street.
The slow-moving system will likely make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast late Monday. Chelan County residents are up in arms over a Bitcoin boom that is stressing power grids. Cairo Radio's Carolyn Osorio.
They're called miners, and they earn Bitcoin by solving trillions of computer calculations. This can be done anywhere in the world, but the one thing that is required is a cheap power source. The Seattle Times reports that Chelan and neighboring Douglas and Grant counties have been swamped by requests for power from Bitcoin miners because of the basin's five dams that generate cheap hydropower. This demand prompted the Chelan County PUD in February to put a three-month moratorium on the requests so they could review its policies and infrastructure needs to fairly meet the Bitcoin demand without passing costs on to residential customers.
By the end of this year, the Columbia Basin could see as much as 30% of the global output of Bitcoin. You might notice things look a little different in the middle of Lake Union this weekend. Contractors from Kenmore Air set up five new buoys in the middle of the lake to help establish a landing area for float planes. Residents like John Meyer say some boaters may not pay attention.
I think the buoys would be a good idea so people know what's going on. But you know what traffic laws are like and how people tend to ignore them.
A state grant is paying for the research through Labor Day. Kenmore Air is only expecting to use the buoys on busy weekends. Here's the Cairo 7 pinpoint weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine for our Sunday. We'll see highs today topping out in the low 70s, even mid-70s across the area. For Monday, partly sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. We'll see mostly cloudy skies for Tuesday. Slight chance of showers for the end of the work week. From the Cairo 7 Pinpoint Weather Center and meteorologist Claire Anderson.
Right now it's 56 degrees in Seattle with partly cloudy skies. I'm Tiffany Sanders. This is Cairo Radio News, 97.3 FM.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Look, little Tom Petty to get you going in the morning. Isn't that right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Tom Petty to get you going. Hey, guys, welcome back. We're talking with Tom Koch of Vestria today, folks, and the intersection of what we do as estate planning attorneys and your money, right? And Tom's here to talk about your money today. So we were talking a little bit about when someone comes in to see you, how does that process begin? And I'd like to ask you also, once you decide to go with a particular advisor, what type of a relationship are you looking for on an ongoing basis with this person? Do you come in annually? Do you come in monthly? Do you talk every day? I mean, tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, I mean, now we offer people a meeting every 6 months.
Okay.
We contact you every quarter.
Okay.
Because, sometimes it's like everything else, like your client. I mean, some people have no problem calling me regularly. Some people only call me when the market
one and
does
done.
Certain.
Yeah, right.
Or some people are reluctant to call you at all. So we got to try to keep those people engaged.
Right.
Your advisor should be in touch with you regularly. It shouldn't just be I bought you a, as we said earlier, a product. I put you in that, and down the road you go because your life changes. Things are always different.
As does the market, right?
Indeed.
Obviously, right.
So and a lot of times people need, reassurance that I'm still doing the right thing. I'm in the right place. Everything's working. The plan is going according to what we designed. So, I think regular communication absolutely critical for any advisor.
So at that 6-month mark when they come in, I mean, you sit down, I assume you look at what's going on.
There's usually a lot of yelling and screaming because they didn't make as much money as they were told they would.
Or hopefully not, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
That happens. So I guess maybe that kind of launches me into kind of my next question, is that every advisory firm sort of has their philosophy, for lack of a better term, about how they're going to do what it is they're going to do for you. And I know this varies widely, and I know you at Vestry have a particular philosophy about how this gets done. And primarily this comes from a thinking man's point of view, not a Wall Street point of view.
Every advisor is going to tell you that. Every advisor is going to say, well, this comes from the really smart people.
Yeah, but the reality is this makes sense, right? Because there is different ways to approach this. And one of the things I like best about the way you folks approach things is you do it more from a scientific approach.
Well, that would be the
than
part.
You do from a, I heard it from the guy next door.
I got a guy. Yeah, right? I mean, here's the way I look at it. There literally are a gazillion ideas on making money. If you wake up in the morning, you could read the rest of your life about all the different ways people say, here's how you get rich.
We just heard Bitcoin, right?
Yeah,
we
right. Bitcoin, flipping houses. There's 100 different things. Yeah. The reason that I like this approach is it's based on the work of disinterested academics. In other words, these aren't people that work on Wall Street, because on Wall Street, somebody there every day has a new idea, and they want to sell you that new idea because it's going to make them money.
That's right. That's
exactly and right. Boy, that new idea is great, because we got these guys in the back room who are working away that are going to do what, Ted? They're going to tell you how to make money with no risk. Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody wants, right?
Absolutely.
Get me rich. I don't want to see any variance.
Absolutely.
And that doesn't exist.
Yeah, and I think that's critical to let people know this, because like you said, everybody has what they feel is a tried and true way to get this done, and the reality of it is that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. I mean, and so what we have agreed to, and by the way, every person at the end of the day either sort of makes the agreement or doesn't, or goes on with their life with whatever they're in, because some people believe picking stocks is the way to go. That you, hey, all I needed to do was pick Amazon in 1998 or Microsoft in 86 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's no track record of anybody doing that. In fact, we even looked at the great Warren Buffett's track record yesterday. The last 15 years, he's lost to an index.
Yeah.
And he tells people just buy indexes. So we decided a long time ago, we'll just trust the work of these academics. We'll build these widely diversified portfolios. And by the way, our portfolios hold 13,000 companies. These are really not the S&P 500. That's 500.
Right. This is globally, right?
This is a global diversification. Yeah. We'll keep our costs low. We'll rebalance from time to time. And we'll ignore, this is the tough part. We don't care who the president is. We don't care what's going on in the economy. We don't care. All that noise that's coming at you all the time, that, by the way, is the reason most people don't make market-like returns. Because they do things based on, well, 2008, you got to sell.
Absolutely.
After the market's gone down? Absolutely, because it's never coming back. I mean,
right.
This is always the trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to launch into our next break here. Guys, when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Tom about this great topic and about really how this really works in the real world and how it works in particular at his firm. Any questions, please, 888-973-5476. Your partner-in-law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Medved.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back, folks. Again, not to disappoint, but Rick is not here today. He's having some much-needed
time. Oh, you
off.
Look a lot better than he does anyway.
Well, thank you. I get that every day, frankly.
I'm sure you do. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sure you
appreciate that, Tom. Well, folks, we're talking with Tom Koch from Vestry again.
And talking real money.
And talking real money. I keep forgetting that.
That's all right. It's on another channel. We don't want to get in any trouble.
It's on that other radio station. Yeah, but anyway... You have an ever-present radio voice.
That's very kind. Thank you.
And I think we've all got
my partner now. He's the guy with the radio voice.
Don's the booming voice.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Don McDonald.
Don McDonald.
I think he went to bed one night and was like practicing that, and then he woke up the next day. It's still there. What am I going to? It tried to make it go
away. Good morning, dear.
And probably freaked out his parent. Like, holy cow, what happened?
Oh, there we go.
So anyway, he stuck with it, and I think he likes it.
Well. I'm sure people love listening to him.
Oh, they do. So. That guy come in the other day. Said I started listening to Don McDonald in 1988.
Wow.
At least it was 1988.
He's
I was
that
like,
old?
It's not 1888. So he was happy to hear that. So anyway, yeah, he's been around the block, as we say, a couple
good.
Of times.
I'm sure he'll appreciate that.
Indeed.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about investment philosophies and. How Vestry differs from a lot of the players out there, if you will. And I think every kind of portfolio, Tom, needs to have some sort of a benchmark evaluation as you go through the process. And I don't know if that's something you do. Like
absolutely.
You said, every 6 months.
let's talk about a benchmark. Because, for example, you could compare anything to the S&P 500, right? Because that's 500 of the biggest, most solid companies in the United States.
Which, let's face it, that's what everybody hears.
Right, the S&P 500.
Everybody that thinks they know something, it's always the S&P 500.
No, I think that's great. So let's just say, for example, that was, I want to do better than the S&P 500. That has not been that difficult because, frankly, if you own smaller companies, they're riskier. If you own what's called value companies, they're kind of things, firms that are beaten down, by the way, companies that made Warren Buffett a lot of money.
Right.
Out of favor. If you own those, what we call asset classes, groups of stocks, you made more than the S&P 500. Now, you took more risk to do it.
Absolutely.
Because those things move up and down more than the S&P.
Yeah, and quite frankly, something that the average investor would never consider, Burlington Railroad or any of those
correct.
Antiquated industries like you talked about, But boy, look what's happened.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Over the course of the time.
But you buy them, you buy mutual funds where you own thousands of them. You're not picking them. That's the key.
Yeah, no, and the key to that, Tom, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there's this concept that we call harvesting, right? So you'll have losers in the portfolio, but you'll have others that outperform to a significant degree, and the ability to balance that really is the essence of index funds.
Well, you have to be willing, and by the way, we don't use pure index funds, and I'll give you, I mean, I think if you're listening and you're trying to pick a fund, I love the Vanguard Total World Stock Index, VTWSX. It's one fund. It holds 9,000 companies globally, and you buy it for, well, there's no commission, and you own it, I think, for about 0.3%, 0.3%. It's ridiculously cheap, and you get to own this global economy, and that's all you'd have to do. You'd be fine. Most people don't do that because, again, as we talked about earlier, their emotions take over. But around, back to what you're talking about, sort of harvesting, I mean, in a way, no, because what you're saying is at some point you throw the losers out and you only keep the winners. The problem is nobody can pick those.
Right.
And there's a great study
I mean, on an annual basis, certainly you'll have
these, rebalance.
Right.
Things
rebalance.
Have gone
maybe
up.
Maybe that's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, okay, things have gone up faster than others,
And
you're going to sell the things that have gone up and buy the things that have gone down. That's another thing very few people do because it's counterintuitive. Wait a minute.
Right.
Sell the thing that went up? Yeah. And you're going to buy the thing that went down? Right, and because you're going to rebalance the portfolio. By the way, that does a couple of things because it reduces risk because as things go up, they have a tendency to go the other way, and you've taken your winnings off the table. You've put that in your pocket, if you will.
Yeah, so you don't have all these highly, highly appreciated assets in your portfolio. Like
correct.
Normally, yeah, so this comes back around to another question I'm sure you get asked all the time is that how do taxes impact what I'm doing here? And I think you probably get asked that on a daily basis.
Every day. You know, I mean, and number one, most of the time, taxes shouldn't be making the decision around how to invest. In other words, we run into people say, I don't want to do that because I'm going to pay a lot of tax. Well, yeah, but I mean, you're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you should do everything you can in a taxable account to be tax efficient. I'll give you an example. If you own a thing called real estate investment trust, which we think should be part of a globally diversified portfolio, that should be owned in a qualified an IRA type account because those properties are spinning off the money all the time. When you own them in a taxable account, you got to pay tax on
Absolutely,
that.
Right.
So there's a reason to own things in certain places that does make sense. Again, that most people don't think about because I just wanted to own REITs. I own them in my brokerage account. Well, you're paying taxes you don't have to pay.
Right, right. So does investment philosophy vary between somebody that just has, let's say, on the low end, maybe $100,000 versus somebody on the higher end, maybe hundreds of millions? I mean,
and it does because the people that have tens of millions think they need to be treated specially and they go use hedge funds, which have made less than index funds for a very long period. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm special. I go there and I get a silver tea service.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm taken care of.
That's the money looks for money philosophy.
And, yeah,
right?
And I mean, I go to Vestry and they just have these, you know, bad pictures on the wall. and where's the mahogany, as somebody
That's
said
right.
recently?
That's right.
Just, we don't spend our money that way.
It's like a toned-down law office, you know?
Exactly.
Where are all those books on the wall that nobody ever reads?
Yeah,
you know, that cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to get and maintain every
I think it's very silly. So, and I drive, as you know, a Honda. I mean, and we don't make the big money that they do at a major brokerage. So.
Well, I hear you. But it's interesting because we talk to people, and everybody, like I said, is an expert sometimes in these various fields.
Always
you know?
Are.
And the same thing is true in our world, too. You know, we always hear these people that come in and say, well, my neighbor said. And
I like, only need to go to this website and make a will, and it's all taken care of.
Exactly.
Well, you can go do that. But the problem is when something comes up that they didn't think about, that's when the rubber meets the road.
That's exactly right, guys. And so, once again, we're going to have an opportunity for you to talk to Rick and Tom about this at Retirement Freedom. Again, that's Thursday, June 28th from 7
to
9.
I tell you why it's a great evening, and I know we got to go to break, but you get a combination of the money and the estate planning, the health, all that in one night. I think
it's great.
It really is. Rick is a terrific speaker, and you know I do okay on my own, but it's fun. So we get nothing but compliments on that class.
It's a great class. All right, folks, we're going to launch into our next break, and we'll be right back with your partner-in-law. Thank you.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law on Cairo Radio and AM 770 KTTH. June 28th is a great opportunity for you to come and learn valuable tools that will help you live comfortably in retirement. Retirement Freedom, Thursday evening at 7 on June 28th. Along with my longtime colleague, Tom Koch, host of Talking Real Money, together we'll teach you an integrated approach to estate and financial planning. Trust me, we both know when you start planning for retirement, it can be overwhelming. So get the real truth about investments, healthcare options, and the legal issues that are an inevitable part of growing older. Come learn important options to help you get ready for retirement or make your current plan more efficient. Retirement Freedom, June 28th in Kirkland. There is a nominal fee, so register now to get the early bird special. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Don't delay. Seats are limited. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment. Boy, this hour's
You're killing me
quick.
With these tough questions. So I tell you, all these call-ins are...
Not a thing you haven't been able to handle so
okay,
far.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe
feeling
we'll,
better.
Maybe we'll get into something you don't know here. Like,
well, those things do exist,
like,
Ted. They
like,
do.
Like your preferred technique for cooking whole hog, for
there
example,
you go.
Tom. Maybe we'll talk about that
a
little bit.
Dig a hole,
here.
Put the thing... I don't know how that'll
oh,
work.
Oh, there's a science, trust me.
Okay, I'm sure.
I can teach you several ways to do that. We won't get into that
Please.
Today, though. So, folks, you got a few minutes left here. If you want to get in on the conversation, 888-973-5476 to get you on the air with Tom and I, mostly Tom. But if you have to talk to me, you have to talk to me, too. Anyway, we're talking once again about these investment benchmarks and how we measure what it is that we're doing and how this thing works out. But at the end of the day, Tom, what we're talking about here is how we're going to live our retirement years and where are we going to get the money to do that. So part of this investment strategy, let's call it, for your folks is how am I going to harvest what I make in addition to my other sources of income to make all of this retirement
that's
thing
the key, by the way. Yep.
Flow the way we anticipate it flowing, right?
And that's the heart. I mean, because when you're building the when you're building up, that's not as complicated, right? I mean, I'm investing, I'm diversified, I'm putting a certain amount away, and I'm trying to make this amount. That makes sense. That you're right. When you then you're retired, and now I need income from that money.
Right.
This is where the confusion always gets. And you mentioned that A word earlier. I mean, this I'll just turn it into an annuity because right. they'll give me a check for blank every month, and I never have to worry about it. Well, there's a high cost to that. There's a lack of liquidity. There's a lot of reasons that I don't like that product.
Nor do we. So,
where does the money come from? Well, oftentimes, exactly what you mentioned earlier about sort of harvesting, rebalancing. So at the end of last year, certain things had made a lot of money, types of stocks. You're simply selling those, turning those into cash and paying yourself that way. Right? Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Some people, by the way, will harvest dividends. I just looked at an account where somebody's gotten like $40,000 in dividends the last 3 years. A lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's the other part of owning stocks that people forget about. It's not just the return of the market. Though 60% of companies pay you for the pleasure of owning their shares
right. Because
you're a shareholder.
Right.
So that's another way to do it. And then here's a third is simply to take a bunch of them. Let's just say, for sake of argument, you have $1 million and you need $50,000 a year of that money to pay you. You could put half of it in bonds and take 10% of it out a year, and you wouldn't, you'd never have to touch the other.
Right.
Yeah. So there's ways to do that. There's a lot of ways to do this, and everybody has a different, I want to check this time of year, or I want to see how things go, et cetera, et cetera. So
Yeah. There's
a lot of styles.
Yeah. And I think you reach a certain point in your life where you kind of get kind of risk averse, obviously, and you don't want to see the money go.
And that's the key.
That's not necessarily the best thing sometimes.
Well, it depends. I don't like people to take more risk than they feel. We have a risk quiz at our website. If you go to vestry.com, click on risk quiz. It's free. Help you understand sort of who you are emotionally, how much you know, that kind of thing. But this gets back to knowing what rate of return you need to sustain yourself. I generally tell people, why take risk with money, trying to make money you don't need with money you will need?
Right.
That's how I look at the world. Like, why would I do that? I mean,
absolutely.
You're not going to be richer than Jeff Bezos. So get that, eliminate that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's get rid of that benchmark.
That benchmark is gone.
Yeah, that's right.
And so now the benchmark really is making sure that I'm taken care of, or my spouse is taken care of, for the next 30 years.
Right. And this is where financial advisors folks are critical in both the estate planning world and the financial world. These two things come together right there.
Indeed.
Are we going to plan to make this turn out the way that we want? Now, you can't always control the outcome, but you certainly can control the process until you're faced with the outcome.
Let's Indeed.
Put it that way, right? And so we never really know. But the point is that folks, don't do this on your own. You know, seek help from professionals. You know, when you don't understand the area, go to somebody that does. You know, none of us know how to work on our cars anymore. We go to mechanics, right? We don't do that ourselves.
No, I see my neighbor out doing his car on weekends. I always think, really?
Yeah, God, that's probably smart. Pre-70s, you know, when you could actually work on a vehicle.
Exactly.
But nowadays, I wouldn't touch any of that stuff. But anyway, the point is that financial advisors are a critical part of everybody's plan. And this concept of integrated planning that we're such big fans of, the financial component is large here, folks, because when we're dealing with estates, we are dealing with the things that Tom manages, okay? That is money, right? And so those two things have to come together in a tax-savvy manner. They have to produce the result that you're intending, and you only get there by having some type of plan to make it happen.
Well, I'll just go out and say that we've been lucky to work with Rick and you, Rick going back some 20-odd years, and you, and we do this in a way that really is helpful to the client, because we know each other. We know the work that you do. We can tell people, you go see these folks.
Yeah.
Here's what you get.
And we have a comfort level with you because you're fiduciary investors, and we prefer to work with fiduciaries at all costs.
Of course.
Not just the financial advisor. And I hear that term is, I don't know.
Everybody
how many,
is
I don't
a financial
know how many,
advisor.
I think my neighbor's one, and he's a fireman. You know, I don't know. You know, it's crazy. But everybody thinks that they know something about something, and folks, the reality is none of us sometimes know anything about anything.
Yeah,
okay? Except cooking whole hog, of course.
I'm going to wait for that recipe later.
I know. So. I'll be happy to tell you about that later. But anyway, folks, appreciate Tom coming out today and talking to everybody about these concepts. And folks, the folks at Vestry are a great source of knowledge and a great resource for you in general. Tom, website real quick. How do they get
hold of
you?
You can go to vestry.com, or, of course, you can always go to talkingrealmoney.com. There's a lot of great articles and information there. And you can come out and hear us on the 28th. Rick and I will be
here at the 28th.
In Kirkland. It's a couple hours, and I think really well worth your time.
Yeah, great event. Nominal cost, folks, and really a great learning experience. And once again, Tom, I'd like to thank you for coming out today and talking to these great people. Folks, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember to be safe out there. That water's still cold, folks, so stay out.